This is KRCC. I'm Andrea Chalfin. Colorado Springs restaurants could be listed in the next Michelin Guide. The premier guide for the hospitality industry is set to announce its latest accolades next month in Denver. It's not just stars. Eateries could earn recommended and bib gourmand ratings. Food journalist Matthew Schnipper and I recently hosted a live event ahead of the upcoming announcement. Here's part of our conversation, starting with Matthew's perspective on food reviews.
I think about basic criteria: ambiance, decor, atmosphere, service, hospitality, and ultimately the food. I've always tried to find the positives. We want to bring our scene up. We want to make this city better. We want to be a great food city with Michelin restaurants. And I don't think that's going to happen if we're only critical and if we kick everyone and keep kicking them. It is true. Even our visitor center has acknowledged we are a middling food city. They know that. That's why they're trying to increase the occupancy rate. They know there is a value to bringing that up. So I feel like I've been a part of that now for 20 years, trying to do my own little piece in my own little corner to champion the good, be honest about the bad, and just be fair.
Explain briefly sort of the tiers of Michelin. What is possible here?
All right, I'm going to cite Michelin themselves on this one. They have five criteria for what they look for: ingredient quality, harmony of flavors, mastery of culinary technique, how the chef's personality shines through, and consistency. That's what they say they're looking for. Here's something really important up front. Big letters, they only look at the food on the plate and nothing more is what they say. So here we are talking about all this service and hospitality and all that. They claim that it's only the food on the plate, that style and decor have no bearing. I do kind of call BS on that too, because I feel like you can't walk in and get bad hospitality, you know, a lame greeting or someone's rude to you. Everything else is off, and yet there's this beautiful plate that shows up and you're like, ooh, that's fantastic. I'm giving that 2 stars. Like, I don't think that's gonna happen. I do think that even if they say there isn't, there's gotta be psychologically something there. They also say service doesn't play a part. Again, I just, fine, whatever. They say it's about the food on the plate. And they also acknowledge that stars are awarded to restaurants, not chefs. Let's go to the first tier, recommended. Yeah. They say that this is simply a good meal, in their words. It means that the inspectors have found the food to be above average, but not quite at a bib level.
I think, like Taco Star?
No, that's a star in the name. That would be a 1 star.
I'm a big fan of Taco Star, and if we're talking about quality,
yeah, maybe.
Why not?
Maybe.
Why not?
Dream. Go ahead and keep dreaming. but I mean, think about how many places meet that criteria in our city right now. Simply a good meal. I'm pretty sure we can all go out and find a place to have simply a good meal right now. But keep in mind how few there are already awarded statewide. So. Again, I think it's a little bit higher than that. I think that's a little bit understated for recommended. But I do think this city has a really good chance at getting a good amount of recommended based on that. Mm-hmm. Next, you have Bib Gourmand. They say that this is just great value. This is all tied to value and the money proposition. 1 star recognizes a restaurant that uses top quality ingredients and prepares dishes with distinct flavors to a consistently high standard. Sounds like we have some of those. But bear in mind, only 9 places in Denver have a star. So are we going to get stars, especially in year one? Perhaps not. I don't know. 2 stars, a restaurant where the team's personalities and talents shine through in expertly crafted dishes with food that's both refined and inspired. Now we're just getting froofy talk. Like, I don't know what that means, but sounds good. 2 stars. Bear in mind, Denver only has 1 2-star. Wolf's Taylor, that's it. So in our whole state, there's only 1 2-star. There are no 3 stars in state.
You've been doing a lot of research, which means you've been eating a lot of really good food, in theory. that includes the spots in Denver. What does the perspective of Denver and the fact that they only have 1 2-star, how do you bring that perspective and apply it to the Springs here?
Yeah, I feel hopeful because they do have 30 plus total awards, right around 30, 31. Most of those are recommended, some are bib, and then we've got those stars we mentioned. That's a pretty good number. That's a really big city. So I don't suspect we're gonna see anywhere near that many in year one. here in our city alone. I do think we will get a good handful of recommended, maybe a couple bibs. We'll see what happens.
That's food writer Matthew Schnipper of Side Dish Newsletter speaking at a KRCC live event. We also spoke with Colorado Springs chef Melvin Davila of Hayato Ramen and Brother Luck of Four by Brother Luck. Check out the entire conversation and see a list of predictions online at krcc.org.